It's 9:45 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Alex Kozlowski. It's a cloudy Friday morning and a cool 6 degrees outside our East York studios today. Jumping right into the news, it was dubbed the wedding of the century. Hard to argue with that now, as Prince William and Kate Middleton finally tied the knot earlier this morning. With coverage starting at 2 a.m., the highly anticipated royal celebration was televised worldwide. Among the 1,900 invitees were music royalty Sir Elton John, funny man Rowan Atkinson, and even the Emperor of Japan. You can watch coverage of the event all day on CTV or streamed online at theroyals.ca. In local news, the government of Ontario refuses to apologize for its secret G20 law. The law was the cause of hundreds of arrests during last June's heated protests. Highly respected ex-Chief Justice Roy McMurdy says arrest powers of this law are beyond troubling. However, his revealing report was ignored. If Toronto does decide to revoke the law, it will have to wait until after October's provincial election. It's a few days until the federal election, and party leaders are getting more abrasive. NDP leader Jack Layton blamed Conservative captain Stephen Harper for high gas prices yesterday. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff and Harper slings some of their own dirt at Layton as well. Ignatieff said the NDP are just not ready for the prime time, while Harper warns of poor relations with the U.S. if Layton is voted into power. Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Not only do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
The Harper government has a strong possibility of being on Friday, either on the vote of the federal budget by the three opposition parties or by a Liberal non-confidence motion. Heading into sports, the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs kicked off last night with the Canucks hosting the Predators. The Canucks drew first blood in the best of seven, winning 1-0. Roberto Luongo made 20 saves for the shutout, while Chris Higgins scored the game's only tally in the second period. In Leafs news, the team announced the signing of Swedish goaltender Mark Ajua yesterday. The 21-year-old adds another option to a long list of goaltending prospects in the system. Something that might make him stand out are his rapping skills, showcased while he was on Swedish Idol. And talk about winning in style. Canadian figure skater Patrick Chan is the new world champion. Not only did the 20-year-old win, he broke three world records yesterday in Moscow. The records, previously held by Japan's Daisuke Takahashi, were obliterated at over 10 points per category. And moving on to entertainment, self-anointed world's best boss Michael Scott has left the office for good. Played by the comical Steve Carell, the office boss bid a quiet farewell in a one-hour special episode last night. Carell wants to focus solely on his music career. Do people buy records anymore? Our reporter Jessica Lee has the latest scoop on Record Store Day.
The sales and vinyl may be going downhill, but that doesn't mean record stores aren't going to keep trying. Last Saturday, Record Store Day was celebrated worldwide in local, independently owned record stores. I spoke with Jeff Barber, owner of Sonic Boom, for the details.
The guys that initially organized it, it was a chance for them to make the public aware that the independent record store is still quite a thriving success.
Fans also appreciate Record Store Day because of the limited edition merchandise that is released by bands on this day. With all the fanfare, Record Store Day is really a party for record stores and music fans.
We have pizza downstairs, which I gotta go get some more, free bands, performances all day long, and, you know, some prizes and giveaways.
Barber also said Record Store Day is the day the store makes the most, even topping the Christmas season. He thinks it's a combination of the excitement of the celebration, but also because of special releases by bands. He adds that vinyl sales have increased over the years. Vinyl fan Tina Campanero explains her love for vinyl.
The quality that I'm looking for, vinyl is just like more attractive.
According to the Nielsen SoundScan Canada, the CD market has shrunk by 16% in 2010 from 2009. Jessica Lee for Toronto Observer Radio News.
And sticking with music, music fans are salivating about the recent released Lollapalooza lineup. The summer's biggest music festival always brings it, and this year's three-day bash looks like a good one. Headlining the 20th anniversary celebration include rock giants Foo Fighters, rapper Eminem, and Coldplay. The festival starts August 5th with tickets at just over $200. And that's the news for now. For more news, check out torontoobserver.ca. Once again, I'm Alex Kozowski. Thanks for dropping by, friends.